Obviously, I've been watching the Big Ten on a regular basis because that's what I'm broadcasting. You broadcast, obviously, a lot of Big 12. What's the depth of the Big 12 like? How wide open do you think that tournament in Kansas City can be next week?
Oh, you know, seven teams. This is a unique year because those two leagues are going to send, at minimum, what it looks like right now, 16 teams to the NCAAs. There are some years in the Big 12, and you probably agree in the Big 10 as well, where, yeah, six or seven teams are in the Big 12's case, you know, seven or eight or nine will go. But the last three are high seeds, you know, a nine right. seed, a 10 seed, or 11 seed.
Right.
I know in this league this year, every one of those teams, like, it's crazy to think about this, but Texas could be the seventh place team in this league. And only a few short weeks ago, not only had won the Maui Invitational, but also was the number four team in the country. Now, they hit a COVID pause, so they're not quite the same, but it's insane to think, like you've seen in the Big Ten before, that a seventh-place team is actually going to have to play a play-in game, even though they're automatically going to the NCAA tournament. So this particular year, especially with Baylor being knocked off a little bit with the COVID virus, I absolutely think it's a year where all seven teams that are heading to the NCAA tournament, any one of those teams with some breaks here and there can win the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City next week.
There was one oddity, I want to say three and a half weeks ago, where Kentucky was 10th in the SEC, Duke was 10th in the ACC, Michigan State was 10th in the Big 10. And then there was Kansas, which fell out of the top 25 at one point. Okay,
yep.
Kansas obviously had that game with Baylor, right?
Yep.
Played really well. Where are they right now, Fran?
It's probably the least talented team in Bill's 18 years, but they're still capable of being a four seed. And they've resurrected what looked to be a season heading nowhere. Now, the schedule fell in their favor. As you know, Steve, at the start of every season, you look at the schedule and you see, like, okay, we got to get through this part. This is going to be rough. Well, with some COVID postponements, they hit a stretch where they won five in a row. Lost at Texas in a close game, and they came back and beat Baylor. Dangerous. They got a great coach. They have a good team with good players. I'd say they're a top 15, you know, top four seed line team. But by no means are they the Texas team we're used to seeing year in and year out in the Big 12. But still a quality team.